and delighted to be here, and on behalf of the Cabinet Secretary for Health and Social Care, really keen to share with you the work that we're doing from Scottish Government. You're relieved to hear there's no slides, no death by PowerPoint, so just a short few introductory words from myself, and as I said, really, really keen to share what we've been doing and how we're taking forward this challenge. And the way that data and technology is really driving not just health and social care, but our everyday lives. And I was reflecting on the transformation that took place during the COVID pandemic and that overnight interest in technology, the overnight shift to using digital tools, but particularly the interest in data, that overnight explanation of the number of vaccines that have been given. As someone who led the development of the COVID vaccination system, it was incredibly exciting to see how that was changing and transforming the care of patients and how the digital as a whole was seen across the entire public. So I think the other thing I was reflecting on is that technology itself doesn't have to be high tech. Yes, there's some really exciting things happening out there, ChatGPT in the world of AI. But actually what really transforms the lives of citizens is sometimes just the lower tech. It's sometimes just the simple things. It's sometimes just a text message can be all that's needed. And one example that we had that was particularly accelerated during COVID was our NHS Near Me service. So that's our video consulting service. And it became incredibly easy for a wide range of people to use that. But we particularly noticed it in areas like the Highlands, and our island communities where travel is far harder, that they were really engaging with the use of technology in this way. I'm really pleased to confirm that we've just announced actually that 60 million patient miles have been saved through the use of NHS Near Me. And for me, it's an example not only of the difference and how that becomes easier for citizens, they're not having to make 3-mile round trips to Raigmore Hospital in Inverness, for example, but it also demonstrates the power that digital and data has for a challenge on climate. And we can't lose sight of the fact that climate change and net zero is probably the next big challenge that we need to address. And from a Scottish Government perspective, I think there's a real opportunity for us all working in digital and data to make a big difference. Can we reduce travel? Can we reduce the use of resources? And so there's some really interesting work that's been done collectively on that. So I also wanted to share today what really underpins a lot of our work is our data strategy. We launched our data strategy earlier this year. And for me, it really focuses on that need to empower people. The drive for citizens and for people to be in greater control of their own health leads to better health outcomes. So how can we open up more data and more services and more information in a safe and secure way that will really make a difference to their lives? We also really want to empower our workforce, and our workforce are the lifeblood of our health and care services. I'll touch a little bit more on what we're doing to support our workforce in a minute, but from a data perspective, putting the data and information and the right tools in the hands of clinicians, nurses, of our staff is what's going to really change and transform health and care for us all. I also really wanted to acknowledge the importance of industry and academia. And actually the third key area for our data strategy is to recognise the importance that sector brings and the innovation that will come from there and how, again, how that will really, really change care for us all. Underpinning the whole strategy and something we've placed deliberately at the centre of everything is ethics. We have to make sure we're doing the right thing for the right people. And we have to bring the public and build that trust in everything we're doing. And actually what we did during the COVID pandemic, even if it's busy as it was, we actually took the time to put in place an ethics framework to try and share with the public the reasons why we're doing the work we're doing or why we're sharing the data in the way that we're sharing. And we want to really build on that and continue to open up more sources of data and more things. So to help us open up data, one of the big programs that I'm leading on right now and one of our really big ambitions for digital health and care in Scotland is our Digital Front Door program. Now, I would acknowledge that other parts of the UK are further ahead in terms of opening systems up. We really want to make sure that we're opening up data in a very secure way, in a very safe way. but we're deliberately opening it up for health and care collectively. So we're not going to have an NHS app in Scotland, and the ambition is more to bring together health and care data in a way that will actually support the integration of those services. But actually, from a citizen, from an individual point of view, they don't really differentiate between health data or care data, or more importantly, other data that they want to share. So our digital front door ambition is also about how do we bring you as individuals, how do we support you to share the information that you want to with the doctor, with the nurse, with the physiotherapy, with your care worker. And our ambition behind it all is to try and avoid this repetition of stories being told. Tell us your story once and we'll share it many times, and we'll share it in a way that works best for you. So we're aiming to launch this sometime over the course of this parliamentary year. And as I said, it's a really exciting development for us because of the way it's bringing together health and care services. It's also seeking to try and address the challenge that we have on digital inclusion. And Audit Scotland have actually been in recently and are planning to publish a report early next year. But we've also been very minded of around 10% of the population either can't engage with digital or choose not to. So it's very important for us in opening up services that we make sure we don't leave anyone behind. And we've done some great work with our Digital Lifelines programme in particular to try and encourage homeless population or those that are more likely to need addiction services to have better access to information, to support, to services, so that we can intervene earlier and hopefully avoid some of the very challenging situations that they're in. I also wanted to move on to talk about our delivery plan. So this is all great in terms of, oh, that sounds exciting, and yep, but when's it coming? So we've been very deliberate in Scottish Government to say we will commit to an annual delivery plan, well over 60 programmes within that plan that sets out very clearly what we're going to achieve, what we're working on, what the timelines are, and when we expect to see the benefits coming from that. So both that delivery plan and the data strategy I mentioned are published on the Scottish Government website. I'd really encourage you to have a look at that, as that's our kind of key document that we're using to engage with industry and to engage with other partners to say, here's the direction of travel we're taking. You know, can you help us? Can you come with us on that journey? So as I said, 60 commitments in there and across a very wide range of very, very different things, from a new patient identity system or CAI system, right through to really supporting digital inclusion and digitally excluded people from accessing services. So I mentioned earlier, we can't do any of this without our workforce, and our workforce are critical to us in health and care. I would also acknowledge it's very difficult to recruit. And bringing people like cyber skills especially is proving very challenging at the moment. So what we're trying to set out is how we bring our teams together and how we maximise the people that are engaged in digital health and care in Scotland to work together, to collaborate with partners in industry and academia. We're also using technology, though, to support collaboration across health and care. And more recently, we've been working with all 32 local authorities, with the health boards, with Scottish Government, to use even very simple tools like Microsoft 365, but use that as a way of opening up who's available today, who can help me with this problem, who can help me with this challenge. I'm already seeing some very exciting work being taken there in terms of just bringing people together. And how we use technology to bring people together is really, really important to us going forward. From a workforce point of view, we've also just launched a new master's level programme. It's called Digital Transformation in Health and Care in Scotland. And really excited about that because it gives us that focal point and this opportunity to bring through the next generation of people who want to work in our industry. And we're delighted to confirm we've had our first cohort on that, and really hoping that we can repeat that and move that programme forward. So it's really, really, really helping us take that next generation forward. And we've also been working at an executive level, at board level, to try and deepen the understanding of digital. So how can we support leaders in clinical areas or leaders in the care sector understand the opportunity that digital can bring? Because digital itself and data and AI and all these other exciting things are going to completely change the way that we work in health and care. And we need to be ready for that now. And just in terms of one last area to highlight, and again, really welcome the Q&A session that we have partners from industry and academia today, but absolutely wanted to recognise the important role that they all have in supporting what we are doing in Scotland for digital health and care. And we're sponsors of the DHI, the Digital Health and Care Innovation Centre, and key partners with them, but we also work closely with Data Lab to try and understand what technology is coming through and to try and work with new partners, new startups in a way that will really make a difference. So I also wanted to confirm in early 2024, we're going to be launching a next round of CivTech challenges. If you've not heard of CivTech before, that's the Scottish Government-led programme that tries to encourage startups and new ideas to come into areas of the public sector that don't have a solution. But we're actually uniquely going to have a CivTech challenge session focused entirely on health and care. And it's specifically going to be in an area that I think Tricia will touch on in a minute, around wellness. We want to innovate for well-being. And that's all about bringing health and care and other people together to say, how can we really change the lives of our citizens, of our people, so that they live better, healthier living lives. So really encourage you to look out for that early next year. We're just starting the process of understanding what challenges we want to address, but it will be around data, it will be around encouraging people to live better lives and how we can use digital and data as a way of helping that. So I just wanted to end on that and say, really welcome the discussion today. Really, really looking forward to your questions. Really, really excited by the opportunities and the direction of travel that we're going in to make a big difference in digital health and care. Thank you very much.